is Black Fierce Femmes.
Greetings and salutations.
Good morning.
Good night. It's time to get right.
Y'all peeped the beat, right? Jai motherfucking Lily with the heat. Beats coming near you. Pun also intended.
Something light. And yes, more soon come. No more games. So, now more than ever, we see the need for Black femmes of all ages, all sexualities, and all gender expressions to have spaces solely dedicated to our nourishment. Here, we share the responsibility and vulnerability necessary to thrive.
We are here to talk about everything taboo, so get ready to get uncomfortable. It's time to expand out of those familiar comfort zones. We've known each other for what? A few eons now?
It's been like 4 years now. And counting.
And what are your pronouns?
Honestly, I'm actually a mermaid. But I usually go with she. And depending on my mood, I'm open to they and he, because what is gender, honestly?
I deeply resonate with that. I identify as a goddess, and that's that on that. LOL. Seriously, though, I'm a genderqueer woman whose pronouns are they, them. A serpent spirit, really. It gets tricky, because when I refer to myself as a woman, on the days when I do indeed feel like a woman, it is from a place of empowerment, but I'm not comfortable with other people referring to me as a woman, like, ever. Your Highness works just fine.
Noted.
Yo, so, the woman who started the gender reveal party trend has condemned it, and I am thrilled. I always appreciate setting youth up for success, and making a production out of an assigned gender just is not it.
Yeah, I saw that. After all that, her child is now, I think she identifies as a girl, but like she likes to wear suits and she don't seem pressed about presenting super feminine just because she was born with certain genitalia. That's what I'm here for.
Right.
So, Moon, what do you do for work?
So, I'm pretty much a mixed media artist. No, not pretty much, like I am a mixed media artist. I have a shop that's linked on my Instagram page, at Moon Rose Universe. Go ahead and follow that if you're not already following. It's called The Moon Shop, where I have original paintings. I have some acrylics. They're going to be watercolors, oils. And basically, I design them onto really cool objects, phone cases, notebooks, clothes, mugs, tapestries. They have shower curtains, so I'm really excited. So y'all should go ahead and purchase something from the Moon Shop. Certainly, if you feel like you're trying to talk to me and you haven't purchased anything from my Moon Shop, don't. Next, I paint. I'm working on digital art right now. I have a few projects under works. I have my blog where I do my astrological insights that I just started up. You can also find that linked on my Instagram. I'm gonna figure that out, how to get both those links for y'all, but don't worry, they're gonna both be in the bio of this. And oh wow, so the list kind of just goes on, but really I'm an artist, and I'm chasing my passions, because if I chase the money, I don't feel like it's going to be worth it for me.
Right.
You know, I had an opportunity for a great salary that I was offered after I graduated last year, and I turned it down because my vision is my vision. And I know when I chase my passions, the coins are going to follow.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Mm-hmm. Well, by day, I'm an assistant teacher at a daycare that caters to families who work in agriculture. Por eso estoy practicando mi español. I'm trying to be trilingual because I already speak DK proper English and African American vernacular English. I just flipped my hair. And by night and weekends, you know, whenever I'm free, not doing my 9-to-5, I like to paint, dance, sing. A musician, and I'm working on producing some more music, so stay tuned.
I'm excited. So, besides your voice, what is your favorite instrument to hear, and what is your favorite instrument to play?
Well, thank you. My favorite instrument to hear is definitely the double bass, because it just hits differently. I feel it in the depths of my soul. And my favorite instrument to play is the double bass's cousin, somehow family member, the cello. I played mostly in high school, or something I'm trying to get back onto, because it was just a really rewarding experience. Again, more bass, and the cello actually is the closest instrument to the sound of a human voice. So, fun fact.
For me, my favorite instrument to hear is the piano, because it just, it summons something out of me that, it summons a level of vulnerability out of me that only comes out, I find only come out when I pray to light. So it's really great to find another space where I can embody that vulnerability. And it's also my favorite instrument to play. While it's very difficult, whenever I get it right, it's, like you said, really rewarding. So.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So, y'all, today's topic is gender.
What the fuck is it?
So, Moon, what do you think about gender? How would you define it?
My homie, nah, she's not my homie, though. I don't know her. But Judith Butler, she's a really awesome feminist, and I'd say she throw out some philosophy in there. But she defined gender as a stylized repetition of acts. And that's the tea. It's a performance.
Yeah.
Gender is a performance, in short.
I concur heavily with that. Gender is made up, like everything is. Let's be real. Language is made up. Rules are made up. You know, humans just be pulling stuff out of thin air and be like, all right, this is what works for me. Unfortunately, gender is one of those things where the patriarchy has decided that everybody should adhere to one of two assumed genders. And that does not work for me. It does not work for many people. So in short, I think it's kind of a joke. But also, at the same time, it's a tool to help people with their self-expression. And people can choose whatever gender they want to be at whatever time of day, whatever month, whatever, like, you can be as fluid as you want to. It does not matter.
Yeah, like, I completely support anyone who feel as though they exist within that binary. You are valid. I see you. I hear you. Your existence matters. Now we're going to continue talking about why gender is bullshit. One of my main issues when it comes to gender is that it's assumed that the biological sex that you're assigned at birth is your gender expression, identity.
Where is the
And my, here's my, like, my most basic question. When did doctors become prophets? Because you looked at some genitalia and decided, okay, so this is probably the kind of things you like. This is probably the kind of people you're attracted to. These are probably the colors that most soothe you. And I just, I don't see it. No. Myself, nor my intuition, nor my spirit guides, we're kind of all just like, but where? But right. Where?
Cue the gif of Miss J.
Yes.
Looking back at you.
That's exactly what I imagined. The gif of Miss J in that yellow fit.
Right.
It will be linked like with how? This post so that y'all know what we are talking about. And just in that whole hierarchy of gender, there's obviously the perception that men or the male is more powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's also defining power as an external force or occurrence, which is not true by any means. Right. And just sidebar, I absolutely hate the word female.
With a passion.
Like, females just don't. Like, just don't, like...
Nah, anybody who refers to women or femmes as females, red flag.
Red flag. Yo. There will be episodes on red flags, so stay tuned. That's your first one.
Facts.
So, yeah, and I just feel like it's all a means of patriarchy. That's what capitalism and everything is all the... exist upon. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if y'all really want to take it there, patriarchy itself is the birth child of Christianity, but we gonna leave that for y'all for another day. That's for another day. Mm-hmm. Got y'all. Decentering patriarchy means decentering men in general, because they all benefit from the patriarchal structure, but especially cis men. Mm-hmm. Honorary mention, any form of hyper-masculinity, because that shit is just uncalled for.
Oh, dang.
And I feel like when we think of hyper-masculinity, it's really easy to point a finger at AGs or self-identified dykes as people who express hyper-masculinity. And I feel like that's not always true. Obviously, we see it, but I've seen a lot of femmes, or however you want to put that, express a lot of hyper-masculinity, and I feel like hyper-masculinity is enabled a lot by hyper-femininity, or however you would want to phrase that, however that best works for you. But by hyper-femininity, I mean this structure of this feminine presence that's a matriarch. Mm-hmm. I don't think there should be a patriarch or a matriarch. Why can't we all just be? Right. I guess that's the artist's plague. So, yeah. And I just feel like hypermasculinity plays a huge role in many queer relationships. And that is such a problem. Mm-hmm.
It's so easy. As a queer person, you know, assuming you have two queer people of the same or similar gender expressions, but there's often, you know, this assumption that one of the people in that relationship has to play the role of the more masculine partner and the other one has to be more feminine. Mm-hmm. And that causes a lot of strain on just people and their bonds with other people. Like, nobody should feel like they have to fulfill a certain role, because again, mm-hmm. that whole sort of, you know, pairing of a hyper masculine and hyper feminine partner, it just plays into the patriarchy. Like, mm-hmm. we don't have to follow the same trope, the same. Just, we don't gotta do what other people are doing. It's frustrating.
And the thing about hyperfemininity is, I feel like there's some, the discourse around it is so misguided. Because you, on one side of it, you have femmes who are like, femmes are, or just people in general who identify with expressions of femininity, like wanting to express themselves. And then you have the other side, like, no, you're oppressed. You just want to give in to the male gaze, and you just... Mm-hmm. You're a pick me, and I'm like, yeah, but so wait, extreme. Like, but what the fuck? Why can't somebody be feminine? Like, why can't I want to wear this frilly dress with all pink and these socks and these bows? Like, I feel like femininity is policed finely. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to make sure to throw that disclaimer out there when we're using this word is that. If you are a feminine person, again, however you want to phrase that for yourself, do it and own that shit.
Do it up.
Like, you are completely valid. Mm-hmm. For me, as a queer person who's also tall and dark-skinned, I find that people often try to spoon-feed me their ignorance. Like, self-identified cis men who are intimidated by my strength have literally told me I was more masculine than them. And I'm like... Okay. LOL, okay, and what do you define as masculinity? Mm-hmm. Like, you're supposed to be my boo. You saying I'm the masculine party in this coupling, so now what? Are you asking me or expecting me to penetrate you? I mean, maybe if you ask nicely. Right. but, you know, my strength is only partially derived from my masculine traits. And I just feel like, especially for dark-skinned femmes, mm-hmm. the idea that we are these hyper-masculine beings mm-hmm. goes hand-in-hand with light-skinned masculine people being perceived as these hyper-feminine or really soft beings. And we'll go into that deeper when we get into conversations about colorism, because there's so many intersections of our identities, of just identity as a whole, that create our experiences.
Absolutely.
And I just feel like sensitivity is a major blessing.
Yeah. And it's always, not always, but often seen as a weakness. Mm-hmm. When actually being sensitive, once you get a hold of it and know how to work with your sensitivity, that... It's such a blessing.
I feel like... No, go ahead. I don't want to... And just like what I was saying about, like, my strength is only partially derived from my masculine traits, in that just like whatever you would consider a masculine strength, if that's not disciplined, it's going to be reckless. And mm-hmm. if you want proof of that, you can just look at 45 and our current... menstrual of a government. I'm not, and so the same is true for sensitivity. It's anything needs to be disciplined, but I truly believe that sensitivity is a major strength. You know, if I can see you before you even see me, you don't see me,
right?
So there's that on that.
Like, as far as, you know, for some context, I'm not short. I'm average height. I am a light-skinned mm-hmm. black femme. Mm-hmm. And so I'm often perceived as, especially, you know, with new people, I'm observant, I'm quiet, but I'm often perceived as weak, or I'm supposed to be this super feminine, dainty, polite, just like, you know, and it's frustrating because I'm gonna be real, white people see that and they see me as the sort of exceptional black person, which I'm not okay with. Because I can be with Moon and they're all cheery and happy in my face or whatever. I can be like in a store and an employee just feels more comfortable speaking to me, assuming this role about me. And then looks at this tall, dark stallion of Moon and is, like, shook to their core and, like, acts like they're a monster or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, I'm not much of a fighter, but I personally will throw hands for Moon. Like, I don't like that. Don't do that.
We ain't throwing hands with none of these corny ass hating ass people. Like, that's just, I hear you, babe, but that is not the vibe. Let them hate. Let them hate. Let them be scared. You feel me? And I hear you, and I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I see you getting heated right now.
I'm getting so hot right now thinking about it.
Even just thinking about it. And I appreciate that so much. And for me, it's just like, I find it really humbling because it's like, everybody want to act all powerful and like they understand what it is to yield true power. Mm-hmm. And then I walk into a space and everybody... Right. There's like a pin drop.
It's like you're too strong.
There's just something about you.
And I'm like somehow just weak enough to be able to like coerce or some, you know, just something ridiculous.
And I feel like we were saying, it has to do with the fact that we are read as women. And it's like, for me, it's like, oh, so you're dark skinned. I'm reading you as a woman. How dare you be confident in yourself? How dare you believe in yourself? How dare you believe in your dreams? And so that's where that level of power comes from, when people feel like I shouldn't be entitled to it. Mm-hmm. And for you, I feel like when you're read as a woman and you're seen as light-skinned, it's like, oh, well, you know, especially if she rocking with them, then they're probably this and this is happening. And it's like...
All of a sudden, I can't think for myself. I'm just this...
I'm
suddenly a young child and I just like have no mind of my own.
Like, you're not a grown ass adult with like rowdy ass opinions. Like, hello? Yeah, it gets really
frustrating. And I'm not a girly girl.
Right. That's never been you.
No shade to the girly girl.
Right.
That's just not me.
Yeah.
And I don't like being assumed that I am. Yeah. Or when I dressed what is, you know, perceived as more masculine, people look at me like, huh?
Eyebrow raise.
I'm just like, yeah, this is me. I got on a snapback and some lipstick. Like, what's the problem?
It's not that difficult to correlate. Like, just use your eyes if you have that privilege.
Right.
We're gonna be real. You know, not everybody has, you know, the ability to see, and that's a real privilege. But given that you're looking at me and you're making these assumptions based on the way I look, I can see that you can see.
Right.
And you're wrong. Like. Gender. If we can make a rap about gender, give me a beat. Give me a beat.
Alright.
Yeah. Gender bender on the ceiling, coming at you with the ceiling. Hit my with the in the chill. You know, like my rap dramatics. Listen.
Let's not hurt him. My goodness.
Explicit content.
Right. So, we're going to talk about what qualities that we look for in a best friend.
How many?
In a BFF. Three.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do three.
Okay.
I'll go first. So, top three qualities. I really appreciate honesty, openness. You gotta be funny, because I need to laugh, I need to crack jokes, mm-hmm. I need I need a great sense of humor. You have to make me cackle. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to be, like, all the time, but... and here and there. So, like, please be entertaining. I'm not saying you gotta perform for me, but, you know, just be naturally gifted at humor. and let's see. So we got honesty, humor, and I want to say creative. Because that's the kind of energy I need in my space. I need to, like, be able to bounce ideas off of you, and vice versa. I like to create. It's one of my favorite pastimes, regardless of how I'm doing it. So I want to do that with somebody who also likes to do the same things.
I agree. I think that was a really great list. For me, my top three are consistency. And that's my boundary. You need to be consistent in interactions, in energy. And when I say in energy, I mean, like, I understand I change by the day. Should I change by the hour? So I don't mean I need you to be exactly the same, but energy don't lie. So if you come to me with some funky energy, with some... with some hating ass energy trying to be disguised as love, which is really just love bombing, I'm gonna just look at you and I'm gonna smile because I see you. Because, you know, and I'm gonna just be like, okay. But, you know, consistency and your energy needs to be right. Mm-hmm. You need to genuinely fuck with me, because I feel like a lot of people try to come into my space that don't really fuck with me, that just want access. And no.
That's not the way.
My next one is communication. And I think it takes a fierce person to communicate clearly, effectively, vulnerably, and again, consistently. Mm-hmm. I need to know the our languages of communication, our love languages, are compatible, or get familiar with yours and know that you will put in the work to become familiar with my own. And last, I did what? Consistency, communication. I agree with the humor. And then that's when the finesse comes in for me, because it's like, we need to have senses of humor that complement one another, because I'd be like real dry, dark, slapstick and shit. right. But there'd be a lot of slapstick that's just offensive.
Oh,
and I don't fuck with humor that's offensive, like,
to anybody.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, so, like, right, you can't have humor, like, and I, you know, if that's your humor, that's cool, but that in my space, we gonna get into some real heated debates, yeah. And by the end of them, you'll be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll cancel me, and either way, we're both done.
Like, I'm not right. It's not... I'm not with that offending people for ratings. Like, yeah. That's not okay.
Yeah. But then also, like, I really love a wallflower and, like, awkward quirkiness.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if it's so dry that I can't get it, that's also gonna cause problems, just because, right, I'm not understanding how you communicate, you don't understand how I communicate. But I feel like something like that can be, like, discussed openly, and with time, it could become something great.
Right.
So, thank you for listening to our three qualities that we look for in a best friend. Feel free to comment under this video with three qualities that you look for in a best friend. In your BFF. In your BFF. BFF.
And please feel free to share Black Fierce Friends with your BFF.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone else who...
you want to be friends. Like, say this. All right. So this is the perfect way to shoot your shot for a friendship. If you want to be somebody's friend, send them this podcast and be like, BFF. Yo, you trying to be, like, what you trying to do? You trying to be friends? I mean, hopefully you can make that smooth. It all depends on your flavor. But I believe in you.
Right. And for anybody who needs to learn about Black Fierce Femmes.
Absolutely. So, make sure you subscribe and share, comment, retweet, engage. We're looking forward to sharing our opinions and opening our worlds with boundaries. Always. Keyword, boundaries, to you all. Thank you for listening.
Yes, and thank you.
Let's chat again. Until next time.
See you then.
This is Black Fierce Femmes.